Ye Xian, the Chinese Cinderella.
Cinderella is my favorite story. Do you know that China also has a Cinderella story? Really? Tell me more. Once, there was a young girl called Ye Xian. She lost her father and had to live with her stepmother and stepsister. Her stepmother made her do a lot of housework. Some of the work was hard and dangerous. Life was difficult for Ye Xian. One day, Ye Xian was collecting wood near the lake. She found a small red fish with golden eyes. She took the fish home and fed it every day. The fish grew bigger and bigger. Ye Xian put the fish in a pond. Every time she went to the pond, the fish would come up to see her. They were happy together. But one day, Ye Xian's stepmother found out about this. She put on Ye Xian's clothes and caught the fish. The next day, Ye Xian went to the pond, but she couldn't find her fish. She cried sadly. Then she heard a voice.
Your stepmother killed your fish. Go and find the fishbone. If you need anything, ask the fishbone for it.
One day, there was a big festival. Everyone put on their best clothes. The stepmother took her daughter to the festival, but told Ye Xian to stay at home. Ye Xian wanted to go too, but she didn't have nice clothes. So, she asked the fishbone for help. The fishbone gave Ye Xian a beautiful dress and a pair of golden shoes. She was the most beautiful girl at the festival. All eyes were on her, including the king's. The king wanted to talk to Ye Xian, but Ye Xian saw her stepmother in the crowd, so she ran away. In her hurry, she lost a golden shoe. The shoe was sent to the king. The king wanted to find the owner of the golden shoe, so he had people try it on, but nobody could wear it. Finally, the king found Ye Xian. He gave her the golden shoe, and she put it on. It was the perfect size. They got married and lived a long, happy life together.
Wow! I love this Chinese Cinderella story. It is fantastic.
Word bank. Collect. Dangerous. Fantastic. Feed. Festival. Fishbone. Housework. Pond. Run away.